love that. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. Part of our celebration of summer camp includes a tale of summer sleepaway camp. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a wild and kind of lively story.
Summer sleepaway camp. For some kids, it's the highlight of their year, where the innocence of childhood meets a magical, sometimes mischievous, world of semi-independence. Writer Eric Dregney reminisces on a particular day at a summer camp in Wisconsin through his essay, How We Tamed Nature.
At 9 years old, I was pretty sure I could tame nature. I had a bow with a quiver full of arrows and a belt to carry a small pickaxe and a leather case for a deadly sharp fishing knife, none of which my parents let me carry to camp. My mom signed me up for 2 weeks of overnight camp deep in the north woods of Wisconsin. Our two counselors, Nick and Dan, would rather chase girls than be shackled with needy boys who refused to bathe. We figured our smell would keep away the wild animals and the girls. They took us zigzagging across the lake in canoes into the deep, dark woods for a 3-day overnight. At the campsite, the counselors wanted to relax in the sun and go skinny dipping. They correctly figured that we timid preteens wanted nothing to do with nudity. We hauled the bags to the campsite while the counselors sunbathed naked in the warm sun down by the lake. What they didn't count on was that 10-year-old Robbie would find the hatchet in the food sack. He bragged how his dad took him hunting so he knew how to survive out in the wilderness, just like Grizzly Adams. We ducked as he swung the small axe like a berserker Viking to cut down trees. When that proved tiresome, he chopped at stones to watch sparks fly. The chipped hatchet was soon dull as a hammer, but he said his weapon made him king of our tribe, kind of like Lord of the Flies. Then Johnny, the kid with a Let's Boogie t-shirt, discovered a box of matches. He wanted to make s'mores, but Alex, the husky kid in desperate need of a belt, had already finished off all the Hershey's chocolate bars. Alex's hand was deep in the marshmallows when I snatched the sack from his grasp. We could at least roast them over the campfire. Despite Johnny using nearly the whole box of matches to light the logs, he couldn't keep the flames alive. We had no paper, so for some reason he burned the tent rope, which smoldered into a useless mass. He smiled from the dizzying effects of the fumes. Meanwhile, Robbie covered every inch of his body with bug spray, and Johnny discovered that deep woods off is highly flammable. He held up a match, and a huge flame emitted from the aerosol can towards the logs. He laughed at the singed hair on his hands. We impaled marshmallows on sharpened green sticks to roast with Johnny's makeshift flamethrower. Johnny used up all his bug spray, but the logs finally sizzled to life. We applauded his inventive camping skills. As we feasted on marshmallows cooked with flaming insecticide, the counselors ventured back from the beach, drawn by the bizarre smell of burning chemicals and caramelized sugar. Nick and Dan finally put clothes on and admired the blaze Johnny had started. They grabbed the hatchet from Robbie, who had chopped off every low-hanging branch he could reach. Just as they noticed the molten mass of rope that we'd needed to set up the tents properly, Johnny tossed his used-up can of off on the fire. "Get down," Nick yelled. "This could blow." We ducked quickly behind the trees. Nick grabbed a griddle to use as a shield and slowly approached the fire. Despite our fear, we were all awed by the impressive boom of the exploding aerosol can and the ensuing mini mushroom cloud. We had finally frightened ourselves into submission. I can't say, though, that it stopped us from wanting more.
Eric Dregney is the author of several books and teaches English at Concordia University in St. Paul. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Maureen McCollum.
Maureen. Marian McCollum is, of course, the producer of Wisconsin Life. We are talking about summer camp stories, summer camp experiences. You have about 12 minutes to call in, but we would love to hear from you. 800-642-1234. Ideas at WPR.org is where you can email us, or you could tweet us at WPR Mornings. Tell us about your experience with summer camp. Did you like it? Did you hate it? Did you hate it at first and maybe learn to like it? Was there something that happened to you? We have to keep it clean here on the morning show, but was there something that happened that maybe changed your life at a summer camp? 800-642-1234. We are sitting here with executive producer of the morning show, Keely Boltina, and I asked you yesterday if you ever went to summer camp, and your thought immediately went to in the woods, you know, traditional summer camp, and
yeah,
you said
pass.
No, right, right. Uh-huh. But then you went and thought about it, and we're like, oh, yeah, right, I did go to summer camp. Talk to me about that.
I went to debate camp, which is far
which does not surprise me at all.
It is far more exciting than it seems,
yes,
let me
totally
tell you.
Agree.
And I realized last night that it really did what other summer camps do, right? Took me out of my small town, South Dakota, put me in a room with a bunch of other people with different views, and helped me understand like who I was apart from the life that I knew every single day. And that's kind of the part of summer camp, to just be away.
Just be away. So we asked some people around here about their summer camp experiences. And we're going to start with digital news editor Jenny Peek. She was a camper and she then was a counselor at a summer camp. And she shared this story about her time as a counselor.
So at my camp, when little kids were homesick, our secret lingo for that was we called them marshmallows so that nobody would know that there was a big issue going on. So everyone had a radio at our camp because it was pretty spread out. And if you needed help dealing with a marshmallow, someone would come on the radio and say, hey, I need a counselor in Oneida or Algonquin, because all of our campsites were named after different Native American tribes in Wisconsin. And they would hop on and say, we need Jenny over in Algonquin. We've got a marshmallow, and we know she's really good at dealing with them. So I would go over and make the kids realize that they were in for the time of their life and that they had nothing to be afraid of.
So, Carrie, were you a marshmallow?
I was totally a marshmallow. I went to my camp experience, much like Jenny's. And by the way, I'm not surprised that Jenny is good at dealing with people who are panicking. She's pretty awesome. But I had a camp experience, and then later I had a counselor experience. And my camp experience, I was 11. I was out of my element. It was a horse camp and a shooting camp, actually. I learned how to shoot guns. I was only 11, so I could only shoot 22s. But I was totally, totally, totally homesick the entire 2 weeks I was there. It was very sad, and I have mixed memories of it.
And those counselors helped get you through. Hey,
for
listen,
the most part, yeah.
Not every camp memory is going to be a positive one. Sometimes things linger.
Yes.
We have a story from producer Chris Molina about a swimming test that didn't go exactly the way he planned.
The thing that I remember most from summer camp was being at a Boy Scout summer camp years and years and years ago, and one of the first things that you had to do at summer camp was you had to take a swimming test. So you had to jump into the lake, and you had to swim down and back, down and back, down and back, down and back, something like that. I think you had to go the length of the little swimming area like 4 times. So I was always nervous about the swimming test because I wasn't a fantastic swimmer, but I was always good enough to get by, and this year, I jumped in the water for the swimming test, and I started swimming, and apparently there was a lot of aluminum or something in the water because my nose started bleeding, and I had gotten about 1 lap done, and then the lifeguard started blowing his whistle and telling me to get out of the water because I had blood all over my face. So I got out of the water, I cleaned myself up, I took Kleenex, I doused my face down, and I was fine, and I came back out thinking, all right, I'll just pick up my swimming test where I left off. And the lifeguard says, no, you have to start it over. And I said, well, what do you mean? I'm tired. I already did part of the swimming test. And he said, no, you have to do it over. So as a result, I could not finish my swimming test. I tried. I could not finish it. And I did not get swimmer status that summer. I got beginner swimmer status, which means that I could not rent any boats, a fact which I am still apparently upset about 20 years later.
A learning experience, oh, for sure.
Poor Chris. We've got a final one here from Stephanie Elkins. Listeners might know Stephanie as a host of The Morning Show on our classical network. The summer that I was 13, I went to a special Girl Scout camp, and we went canoeing and camping down the Potomac River, and it turned out to be a really cold and rainy week, and all of us, every single one of us to a girl, dreamed about grilled cheese sandwiches and tomato soup, and we talked about it the entire time, the texture of the grilled cheese, how you'd make the tomato soup. It was just wonderful. But that trip really ignited a love of being on the water in me that still persists to this day.
So she had a love of the water, even though she got rained on the entire time. That's pretty awesome.
I don't know. That's being a pretty good sport, and I'm not sure that I have that in me. But, you know, that's the point of summer camp. Again, you get away. You're not in school. It's something different. You can connect with whatever is outside of the norm for you, and that's the point, right? You learn. You grow.
You learn and you grow. And by the way, that marshmallow thing, I came away from that with some pretty good experiences.
Absolutely.
And with some pretty good memories. I just, in the moment, couldn't sort of like deal with it. So that was nice. And yeah, if you have summer camp experiences, share them with us on Twitter. That would be a really nice thing. You could share them with me at Carrie Kaufman. And we will put them on our Twitter feed. Keely Bultina, thank you for joining me today to talk about summer camp and play some of these clips.
You are welcome.
It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.